Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, we spoke with Kyle Shanahan, the former Texans offensive coordinator who recently accepted a job with the Redskins. While we're sad to see him go, we're also happy for his opportunity, and we heard from him on Wednesday. We appreciate you watching Texans TV. Drew Doherty in the office of offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, your offensive coordinator now for the Washington Redskins. First of all, congratulations on that. I know it's a pretty exciting day for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You know, I have some mixed emotions, but I'm definitely excited about it.
Yeah, I know. It's a bittersweet feeling on our part as well. We're happy for you that you get the opportunity, but you know, we'll also hate to see you go. What was the thinking in all of this, and I guess was it pretty much a foregone conclusion when your dad got this job up in Washington that you were going to follow?
Well, you know, it's been, you know, when I got into coaching, you know, I made it a point not to work with my dad, and it's something I wanted to stay away from for at least a while till, you know, I at least had some success on my own. And, you know, when the way it went down for him in Denver with him getting fired and everything, you know, it made me realize that, you know, I can't be too picky with it. I'm going to only have so many opportunities to coach him before he's done. And, you know, once he got fired in Denver, I told him whenever he decides to come back that I'd go with him. You know, I don't know how long that'll last. And, you know, before I'm done and before he's done, I at least want that opportunity to work with him. And, you know, I feel it's now or never. And, you know, it's really tough for me to leave here. A lot of players, a lot of coaches I really love and love the city and, you know, going to UT. And it's going to be tough to leave Texas. But, you know, it's something I think that's the right thing to do for my family. And that's something I'm looking forward to.
You just touched on it, and Gary Kubiak joked about it on Monday. He said, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the rooms when you and your father meet. He said you guys are going to go at it. What's he mean by that, and what do you think it's going to be like finally working with your dad?
It's definitely going to be a work in progress. You know, Kub laughs about it because my dad and I are very similar. We both got very similar personalities, and we definitely will probably be challenging each other a lot with stuff. But, you know, the good thing about that is we both will learn. We don't mind battling each other and, you know, arguing some things out, but by the end of it, one of us has usually learned something, and he likes to think that's usually me, but I try to convince him it's not always that case. But you know, it's gonna be fun. My wife's a little worried about it, so is my mom, but you know, we'll get through it, and there'll be some growing pains, but we'll end up enjoying it.
For the folks that might not know at home, can you just very briefly give us the Reader's Digest version of how you get ready for a game, calling the plays as an offensive coordinator, and what sort of input a head coach like Kubiak, like your father will have when you go and play on Sundays?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always a work in progress. I mean, this year was much different for Kub and I than it was last year. You know, you got to build a trust with them. It's something that when they're a head coach who did work on that side of the ball, as in Kub's case, as in my case, I mean, in my dad's case, it's tough for them just to give up the play call and stuff like that. So, it's something they're going to always challenge you with. You know, you work on it on your own, usually Monday through Tuesday, putting in the game plan, doing all that stuff. And, you know, you meet with them usually on Tuesday night before the players get in Wednesday morning and decide how they see the game plan, and you kind of put it in together. And the more they start to have confidence in how you see the game and how you're preparing, and they realize that you're doing your stuff, and they have confidence that you're working on it, and allows them to do some other aspects that other responsibilities the head coach has, they start to give a little more and more to you. And the more they give, the more confidence you get. And it's, you know, I had a lot of fun this year. You know, Kub gave me a lot of responsibility, and you know, I really respected what he did for me, and you know, made me a lot better for it.
I imagine you also had a lot of fun because this was a fun offense. How lucky is the guy taking your place, whoever that might be? How lucky is he getting to take over an offense like this?
I think it's a very good position. And anytime you can go to a place where you have a franchise quarterback, I mean, you need a quarterback in this league to win. And I think this organization is definitely one that has it. And not all organizations can say that, if not even half of them. And if you got a quarterback, which we do, and you got some obvious good pieces around it, you know, the obvious ones with Andre Johnson and, you know, Owen Daniels. I mean, there's some playmakers on this team. If we can stay healthy and, you know, add a few more, this is a team that can make us run as good as anyone. And kind of what makes it hard for me to leave, but, you know, that I really don't have that choice and the timing of it, but it's a good situation.
2010 season's a long way off, it seems like, right now, but the Texans and the Redskins are squaring off next year. What's that going to be like when you do lock horns?
It'll be different. I didn't even know that until Kub mentioned it to me yesterday, so I really hadn't even thought about that, but it'll be nice that at least I know I'll get to see everybody, but I'm sure once that game starts, I'll want to win as bad as anything, but it'll be fun. You know, I've got a lot of guys I respect, and you know, definitely want to win every game. I want to win that just as much as any. But if you do lose, at least it's just some people that you care about.
Got to wrap things up. I know you're busy. You've got a lot of things going on the personal front as well. Can you just kind of let folks in on what's happening there?
Well, yeah, I got on one hand, my dad's in D.C. screaming at me on the phone to get me out there. And on the other hand, my wife's here pregnant, and she's due any day. So we're going to probably try to get her induced here come Monday. So she's definitely making sure that I'm not leaving. So I'm kind of getting pulled in both directions. And, you know, it's they both understand, but neither of them are really patient with the other. So I'm just waiting to see. Hopefully this baby will come, and I'll be here long enough, and I'll probably have to get out there and go to work.
Well, best of luck. Congratulations to you. We'll definitely follow your progress, and way to go.
I appreciate it. Thank you for everything.